All right, Alex, we are here for episode one of, it was a taco, trending taco, or was it the burrito news? What do we call it?
Burrito news.
Burrito news.
Yeah. The holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole. I don't know. It's going to be a new Wednesday episode we release kind of after every weekend of racing, kind of a bit of a wrap up.
Yeah, well, we thought it'd be good just to bring it all together.
Well, that's it. There's so many things going on all over the place. It's cool to get all your info and results in one little podcast. So this will be it. It'll be only a little one. And you wanted me to download some bloody breaking news music, and I couldn't. Welcome to the news. And that's it. So that's the best.
I'm going to call you Ron Burgundy.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. No, so where are we going to start with the news, Alex? What do we want to start with?
Well, mate, there's plenty to talk about. I reckon start with a big one, Dakar.
Ooh,
I mean,
yeah.
A bit old, but
no.
Just cover it off.
It's never old, mate. It's a massive year for Dakar. A lot of crazy results, wasn't there? A lot of crazy crash outs and then final results.
Yeah, it was, and it was really exciting towards the end. Obviously, we had, you know, both Chucky and Toby pushing really hard. You know, so close at the end. I think it was 43 seconds that separated first and second, which was just phenomenal.
Oh, I know.
To think they can race for that long and be only 43 seconds between first and second is unbelievable.
I know. It's hectic. So, massive congrats to Kevin Benavides. Oh, I'm going to go with that.
Benavides. Netherlands.
Yeah, and then Toby, obviously, second, and Skylar third. So, huge effort. Massive effort to Chucky, too. He had another wild ride at...
Mate, I was reading a little bit about his sickness midway through the race.
Oh, yeah. He just did Yeah, there was a couple of write-ups I read, and Toby Price did a really cool interview with Talk and Chatter, so go check that out. And we will be sitting down with Chucky at some point. It's just trying to line everything up is quite difficult at the moment. But, Dakar was amazing. The vision from Dakar looked absolutely incredible.
They did a good job leading up this year. Some of those pre-runs they did, you know, Chucky jumping over the dunes with both his feet off the pegs, and just get you so pumped for that kind of riding.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And even just the coverage of all the other riders too, it was really cool to see so many just different riders kind of getting the spotlight. But then I did really appreciate when the bikes got called off for that one day because of the weather. And then we watched the cars go out and just how absolute mongrel they went. It was amazing.
Phenomenal stuff, isn't it? It really is.
It shows like how much the bikes really do kind of lead the way. And you'd think, well... You're in a car and your job's a navigator. You should probably be able to navigate. But who knows? You know, buggy and car guys, you're a bit weird. We love you, but you're a bit weird.
Yeah. I think it's the other thing which I love looking at is the tactics involved, you know, where they've got to position themselves on each particular day. So they're not leading out. You know, they're in a good position to, you know, chase down the leader and not be necessarily first on the track because the navigation side of it's so critical.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Chucky came out and absolutely blitzed them. Actually, no, I don't think he blitzed them. Was there only like seconds between first and second on the prologue? I can't remember that.
Yeah, something like that.
But that was really cool to see. And I really, really do appreciate how important it is to start in these rallies. And, I mean, talking about rallies, we can kind of segue over to Houlihan at the moment. He's over in Saudi Arabia about to start the first round of the FIM World Rally Series, which is really exciting. I know.
Really exciting.
Oh, man, he missed out on Dakar. I was really hoping that him and Michael Burgess would go over and do Dakar, but they didn't. And instead, Houlihan's decided he's going to race all the rounds of the FIM Rally Series, which is amazing. I can't believe he's going to do that. And we'll sit down and talk to him in the next couple of weeks, probably after he's done his race, to kind of see how it all is going. But yeah, go follow Houlihan because that's a huge
big commitment. Oh, yeah, really big commitment,
mate. I mean, the money for Dakar is big enough. I'd imagine following the FIM Rally Series. Oh man, imagine the sugar daddy you're going to need for that bad boy.
Oh, I'm talking to the right guy.
Hello. But so it's been quite an exciting time over Chrissy to see all this, and obviously America and kind of, you know, the Northern Hemisphere still kept racing, which was good, but also quite bad for one amazing Australian rider.
Mate, I followed poor old Taylor. She has had a really rough trot. Some of the posts that she's been putting up, and you know, just a heartbreaking kind of series of events too. You know, she's in her prime to suffer such a bad injury is just devastating.
I know, and obviously it was her wedding not that long afterwards as well, which he's still able to attend, and that looked awesome. But it was a horrific crash. Go follow Taylor Jones to kind of get all the information from it. But yeah, I really hope she gets a speedy recovery and gets back on the bike soon.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's wish you all the best.
It was an absolute wipeout. Oh, that's rough.
And then locally, mate, we had Deepwell up in Darwin.
That was right. Yeah, we had Deepwell just the weekend gone. I mean, that looked, mate, it actually looked like it rained up there. I know.
It's the last thing they need.
well, I mean, like, you think Deepwell, you think 40, 45 degree, absolute stinker days running around in the Northern Territory. But this year, it looked wet. And then we just spoke to Callum Norton before, and we'll sit down and talk to him as well. He's saying that he just did a bit of run on the Fink track, and it was muddy. So I guess the official results I haven't been able to find yet, but it looks like Callum Norton took the win, which is awesome to see.
Yep.
I mean, he had a shocking year last year, with so many DNFs or issues with bikes. It's cool to see him finally back and back on the podium as well.
Yeah, really, really good.
So that's a
start of a big year.
Oh, absolutely. Start of a big year in the desert. I think entries as well open for Fink tomorrow, the day of this podcast come out. So I'm excited to see your name up on the list there, Alex.
I'll be supporting, I'll be cheering on, but I certainly will not be riding.
Come on, man. I've seen your skills on that motocross bike you got.
Yeah, I look good. I look quick when I'm chasing the boys, but it stops soon after.
That sounds bad, man. You're never supposed to say you look quick chasing boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, not on a podcast. No.
We're gonna edit that a bit out.
Nah, I'm not. Let
me be clear. I'm chasing my three boys around the motocross track.
I'm totally going to use that for evidence one day when you get pulled up, you know, Cardinal Pell style. Anyway, so... Boy, this is probably why we don't do a little chat podcast. What other news? Yeah. What other news have we got going on? It's actually shaping up to be a massive year for racing, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's looking massive out there. There's been so much of the hard enduro guys training for the super enduro, which is extremely exciting.
I've noticed a few of the, you know, the top hard guys have built what looks like their own super enduro tracks and posting videos and slow mowing over logs and all sorts of stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been an interesting turn of events. You know, last year, you just watched these top guys just do nothing but rip hills and train for hard enduro. But now this year, it seems that everybody's just training for the super enduro, which is
end of February, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only a couple of weeks away. Yep. So, Bendigo or Ballarat? I don't know. They're all the same. I think it's Ballarat.
I think you're going down. You should know.
Yeah, I know. I know where it is. I don't know the name of the town, but it's going to be there. So if you're in Melbourne or in Victoria, come along. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
We've got to go along.
It's an awesome thing to be to kind of be a part of, to see.
Yeah,
and you get
sure.
to be it's stadium, you know. You're in a stadium. You get to watch these guys rip logs and go through rock gardens. So it's awesome.
It'll remind me of as a kid going to Supercross. You smell two stroke, you hear the noise, and it's just all on. It'll be a fantastic event. I'm disappointed I can't make it.
No, it is. And we've got our and the Burrito 350 is going to be there. It's going to be ridden by an international rider, which is very exciting. The unicorn and everything's going to be there, and I'll be bringing the Exxon Valdez, the desert sled, is going to come along, and we're going to have that on display for people to have a look at, which is very exciting as well.
And for those of you that don't know what the Exxon Valdez is, just Google it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make sense.
Yeah, yeah. That or the Hindenburg. Either one, that's what the bike has been called. We're also going to have some merch there, which we will be able to sell down there to help support. All the money goes to the charity, so come find us down there. It's going to be super cool. And so that same weekend is the Tumut Transmoto. Was it 10
What a good segue.
Tedway. It's a 10-hour, isn't it?
It is a 10-hour, longest event of the calendar.
Oh, that's right, because the 12-hour's gone. Yeah, that's right.
12-hour's gone, yeah.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I mean, I'm really gutted I'm going to miss that, because it was my, like, yes, I had great times with you at Stroud, Alex. I'm not cheating on you. But, Tumut was awesome. I love Tumut.
Did you, I know we're getting off track a little bit, but the video the boys posted from Transmode about the track, 17 Ks, was it 300 metres of elevation, or 600 metres of elevation change or something? Lots of grass track. It will be a ball-tearing event.
Yeah, I hope it just pisses down.
You're a good bloke. Well, Turtle will be there.
Yeah, 100%. Turtle will be there. So I hope it absolutely flogs down, because it will be just an absolute mudder. And I reckon it'd be even better in the rain. You know, it was a bit warm and dusty with a little bit of rain, but I reckon if it was an absolute washout, it'd be super cool to watch.
Yeah, unreal. And I know we're going to get to the competition that we've been running, but I think regardless of who wins, we'd really encourage everybody that's entered, and thank you everyone for entering. But
if you don't win, thank you.
Just go buy a team event, go buy a team entry. You will not regret it.
No, absolutely.
Fantastic event. I think everyone has heard my view on them before. I'm a bit of a fanboy of them. They're just a great event. Lots of good fun.
And you get so much for your money at a Transmoto. I think that's the thing.
You really do.
You get awesome entertainment the Saturday. You get heaps of food stalls, bike stalls. You know, everything is there. Camping's great, and then riding. Now, do it in a team, do it solo. Everyone knows kind of my opinion on Ironman. I think Ironman is better value for money, but do it with a team, and you still guys could have a lot of fun. 10 hours, I mean, you're not gonna run out of riding in 10 hours.
No, if you're in a team.
But 100%, go along to a Transmoto, keep them alive as well, because I mean, people, you know, if you complain about them, they're going to be gone, and then we won't have anything to ride. And
yeah, I agree, mate.
We got to support them. And, you know, nothing in this world is free or cheap. So, you know, just suck it up, unfortunately. We all have to suck it up at some point. And, yeah, pricing is getting a bit ridiculous, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I think just go along and have fun.
Yeah, no, well said, mate. And, yeah, couldn't agree more. And once again, thank you to the Transmoto boys for letting us do this.
100%. They gave us stuff to give away. I mean, maybe we would have kept it if we were going, but no, we wouldn't have kept it. We don't have four friends. There's only three of us.
No. We're struggling to fill the fourth spot for Stroud, mate.
Oh, man, yeah. Anybody want to join our team for Stroud? Free spot. So I guess we should just give it away, Alex. We're just going to give it away.
100%. And there's been some awesome entries.
I think
they rattle off a few of the best ones.
Oh, please.
We probably had close to 20 or 30 entries. We'll narrow it down to the top few, but thank you, everybody. There's some great names. There's a bit of a trend that goes on. They're all kind of, you know, there's a similarity in amongst them all.
There's a little, I mean, some of them I'm like, I can't name that one out. But, you know, it's not because I don't like it. It's just because it's a little bit too far, you know?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with that liking. So, Alex, let's go. Give me some names. These are all cool names that aren't the winner. We'll announce the winner at the end, but...
Yep.
We'll give you the ones that are definitely our favourites.
The ones that stood out to me, the Moto Orgasms Australia.
Oh,
thank you, the boys from Moto Odyssey, for entering.
Massive thanks to Moto Odyssey. We're doing a bit of we bought one of their bikes. Myself and Mick Parker. Parker bought it, and we're going to be doing a bit of a adventure kind of racing on that bike for rallies and stuff like that. So stay tuned, because awesome. That bike is going to pop its head up again. I think it's cool that these are... kind of tour companies sell their bikes off, so go follow Moto Odyssey. It's super cool.
Absolutely.
So someone who was Moto Orgasms?
Yeah, Miles Nichols, mate, what's going on? Four dudes and a trout. I don't want to ask. I really don't want to ask.
Do you know what that's implying?
Oh, I think it's best we leave that unspoken.
Oh, I kind of want to talk about it, because it turned me off fishing. Right. No, we don't talk about it. No, don't talk about it. What about, we've got another one here from... Mitch Simpson, the Ken Warby's apprentices. He's got a lot of apprentices, so I think there's some slave labor going on there, mate.
Yeah. We've got Steve Dalton said a great one in the manhole molesters. Thank you, Stephen. Again, best leave that one on.
I'd really love to be watching Andy Wiggins call that out over the loudspeaker. That'd be just amazing. Yeah. Oh God, I'd pay to see that one. Adrian has put in the Possum Wrecking Crew. I'm down for that one. What else?
So we've got one here from Alex Sword. Thanks, Alex. Buster Hyman and the Penetrators. it sounds like a rock band from the 70s.
100%. They're a glam rock band. I tell you what, Alex, you would have won it, but unfortunately, you didn't, because that one is we couldn't. But Alex, we love you. Keep that beat going, mate. What else we got? What else is this one here?
We got the Wombats. That's an oldie but a goldie.
Yeah, you know, the Wombats.
The old saying about a wombat. Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
Everybody knows the Wombat. Chunky Sanders.
I'm kidding. Well, in that team, mate.
Yeah, I tell you what, that is a name. The Four Phalluses. Oh man, Liam Jenkins, you're the man. What else have we got here? No.
Can't say that one. I'm reading one now. I can't say that one.
No, I can't. I'm just reading. The burrito bashes. I mean, it sounds funny, but I feel like it's a threat. Well, yeah, but that's still good. And I think that's all we. I can't read that one out.
Yeah, no, there was a few that kind of were similar. There was a couple to do with wombats and that sort of stuff. So very good stuff.
Guys. Combat it's, wombats, things like that.
But the
winner. We're going to have to call the winner because
I
love this one. And I think we're so far removed from these people. I have no idea who they are, or I don't think we do, but it's just it's a great name. Great name.
And again, this will be one that if sung across the microphone, you're going to get the whole pit chuckling.
But the other thing is that hopefully I'm going to try and set it up so Turtle has to camp next to them. So without any further ado, Jackson Holman with The Turtle Ticklers.
Hamish, you're in for a good weekend, mate.
Turtle. It's team members Sam, Josh, Marty, and Jackson. Congratulations. You are the winner of the four-man crew at the Transmotor 10-hour.
Well done, guys.
What a name. What a name. The Turtle Ticklers. Like, brilliant.
Love it.
Love it so much. So congratulations, boys. You will take that away. And enjoy a good weekend. And as I said, I will try and set you up. So you have to camp next to Turtle and just give him a hard time the whole weekend.
And if not, you've at least got to go find him.
Oh, 100%. Just the whole weekend.
And
just
pin him down.
Just give him a little fucking poke every now and then. Hello, Turtle.
Love it. And again, I suppose, we've said it, mate. But thank you, everybody, for having really, really good fun. We had a lot of fun reading through them all.
Oh, absolutely.
But don't let this not let you go. Jump online. I think there are still a few spots available, not many, but don't muck about. Get your entries in. They're a great event.
Oh, 100%. Don't give up. And I guess that does bring us to the next thing, because the majority of the time we are hearing is the price. Prices have gone up. They've gone up significantly. They've gone up.
And not just for Transmotor, across the board.
Oh, from everything. It's going to be a rough year for racing.
Yeah, it really will. You know, we've spoken about this at length, and I think the guys, and Andy and Simon, they gave us a really good explanation as to the cost that goes involved with these things, and you do see where it goes. But
there is a lot of, you don't see where it goes too. I think that was a big thing.
That was my second point. Yeah, you know, you kind of drive in and go, yeah, I get it, but then it's probably only a fraction of what they spend.
Oh, absolutely. People sit there and do their maths and they go, oh man, you know, you take, there's this many people here and we're chatting this much. These guys must be making millions. Well, unfortunately they don't. And with all the insurance woes, it's really going to be a rough year. So I just want people to go and still race and enjoy. There's so much racing and so much diversity out there.
Yeah.
We got to keep it alive, and hopefully we can do something to change in the future to lower the price. But for now, I think we're just going to have to suck it and see.
Yeah, no, I agree, mate. And it's it can be you know, an expensive sport, even just a weekend away with your mates. It's really a great way of doing it. And you know, they're weekends that you probably won't do with your mates because there's no excuse to. So this is a great excuse to go riding.
Oh, 100%, it's a great excuse to go riding and kind of to hang out. I think it's just do it. Just go do it. What is coming up? What is coming? Oh, so you can buy your hard enduro numbers. That's come online. So make sure you go do that. If you're racing any of the grassroots rounds, go and purchase your numbers.
Very important you get that done. Don't be an Alex and do what you did last year and use his MA numbers and go to the effort of getting stickers made and realizing that's not what they need. So make sure you register and get that underway.
That's it. What else got announced? The logo, kind of the Barossa 2023 Australian Trials Championships has been kind of put up as well. So that's quite exciting if you're in near that area. I don't know where the Barossa is. It's like Melbourne somewhere.
South Australia.
Right? Yeah. Oh, South Australia. Fucking nailed that. Whoa. Awesome. What else is going on?
Fink obviously opens up in the coming days.
Yeah, Fink's open tomorrow. Which is very exciting. I've seen so much training for juniors and things like that going along with Andy Wilkes and other pros. So go check that out, which is very exciting. I saw that Milner as well has been in Australia and running that TM, and I think he may be back overseas. I'm not too sure, but that's really exciting to see what he's going to be doing overseas again this year, because obviously Jack Simpson currently overseas racing.
Yeah, that was exciting seeing that happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's he's been doing so well. I think I saw one of his tire crossings. He ended up bloody cartwheeling, so probably needs a bit of lessons from a few guys, but you know. We won't talk about that too much. The Aussie Flat Track Nationals got announced, which is
you're right.
Very exciting. So that's round one and two is Appin, round three, four is in Brisbane, and round five, six is in Taree, which is super exciting. That's back up. And then you've also got the Bathurst Long Track, which we'll be at. Oh, shivers. I think that's in February or March. I don't know. Go check out Bathurst Long Track, because that's a really cool event. If you've never seen it, or you've just wanted to kind of be a part of something, absolutely go check out Bathurst Long Track, because it is an absolute cracker weekend. We were there, and we love it. Yeah, I'm going back there again. Plus, you get to see Carusi's Rocket there, which is amazing. Like, that Rocket is a crazy bike. Anything from you, my friend?
Not much, mate. I know they've announced the Pro MX series, the rounds, the dates all been launched. So if you want to spectate it, there's one at Appin and Nowra and all around the place that's been announced. But it's all starting to trickle through now, which is really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. What about that Australian? Is his name? Oh, I'm going to get butchered this. It's Will Rockshit or Ricochetti or Ricotta. I don't know. He's been amazing in the Hard Enduro in America as well. I think it's he's been over there doing a little bit of stuff. So we'll post his name in the comments so people can actually go follow him, because I really feel I just butchered it. But it's been amazing to see so many riding and racing overseas. I think Speedway's been on overseas as well, which is crazy and exciting.
Yep.
Oh man, it's crazy. It's so cool to see so much going on. And I can't wait for it to happen.
It's going to be a big year, mate.
Oh yeah. Talking about big year. Go follow 10 Deserts for Tory.
Tory, yes.
We're actually starting to really push now. Really get them donations in.
You've done a few thousand Ks testing the bike, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah. I hated it. Oh.
Putting the logistics together, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Dad's definitely trying to kill me. One Strength trying to kill me with my training. Yeah, it's just been bad. Everybody just wants me to die, I think. But it's been good. I really am enjoying testing and training for this. But please, you know, just go and donate some money. I know everyone says, oh, I'll do that. I'll get around to do it. But just let's get some numbers in there. I mean, a massive thanks to Justin Mellick. Threw $1,000 in.
Wow,
I know. $1,000.
Huge.
You know, Beard Brothers threw in another $500. Like, it's amazing to see. But then at the same time, we're getting people like 20 bucks in there, and I'm so stoked that we're getting everybody engaged. All this money goes straight to a massive charity. Look, if you've got kids, this charity helps kids. So let's get some donations up. And then you get my Spot Tracker, because my Spot Tracker is live. You can actually start following me now with all my little training rides.
Yeah, dead right. Dead right.
I mean, it's not really exciting. It's just me riding around in a circle, to be honest.
No, you're right. It's boring. Forget that, guys.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. Just donate on the 12th hour.
That's it. Chuck it in.
And then we'll actually have some cool shirts and jumpers from JP Creative. She's currently doing a whole bunch of jumpers and shirts up for the toy ride. And Iron Ambitions are making me this sick shirt. It's, oh man, when you see this shirt that they're making, it is unbelievable. Just, oh, it's exciting.
Look out.
Oh,
look out,
ladies. it's a cracker. But that's it. That's the first burrito news. Bit of a rush. If you have any topics you want us to talk about, or any race results you want us to talk about, reach out, message us, and we will put them in the show. We record this every Tuesday night. What's the time, Alex? It is 10 o'clock. But that's what we'll do. We start at 9 o'clock every Tuesday night. So get in your ideas or your results for then, and we will announce it on here.
That's it.
Cool, Alex. Well,
until next time, legend.
Yeah, you enjoy your weekend riding. And
Mate, I will.
Yeah. No, you can do that. You can do the little beeping noise on the way out. Go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. See you, legend.
See you, mate.
Beep 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 beep.